Are you looking to live the abundant life no matter what your income is? You're in the right place. This is the podcast that will teach and inspire you to live better. Whether you want to earn more, save more, or improve your relationship with money or people, it's time for the 90 Days to Abundance podcast, brought to you by SavingsAngel.com. Here's your host, the Chief Executive Angel of SavingsAngel.com, Josh Elledge.
And thank you so much, Cece, and welcome to show number 20 of 90 Days to Abundance. My name is Josh Elledge. I'm the Chief Executive Angel over at SavingsAngel.com. I'm so grateful that you've, out of curiosity, out of habit, I'm not sure why you're listening, but I am grateful that you are listening. And on today's program, I'm going to share some behind-the-scenes information. Also, Amazon Fire has just added itself to the list of options for cord cutters, and there probably has never been a better time to try cutting your cable TV out of your budget. And I've got a rundown of the top devices that you can use to help cut that cord. Also, if you've got kids graduating high school, it is beyond time to have the talk. In fact, if you have a high schooler, I've got 7 vital survival tips you're going to want to pass along. So feel free to click the share button wherever you're listening to this podcast and make sure that they get the tips that I'm about to share. I don't care if they're a freshman. It's time to have the talk. So let's get to the show. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to show number 19, please do. That's where I share the 3 vital steps to abundance. They're the 3 things that you must master if you want more financial abundance in your life. And they have applications certainly for other areas of your life that you'd like to achieve abundance as well. But I break it down, 3 absolutely critical things. And again, that's show number 19. It's just me solo going for about, 30 minutes, 30, 40 minutes, man. And I am laying it down. So please give that a listen too. I think you'll find it very, very enriching and valuable. Also at Savings Angel, I've got a couple of promotions if you're interested. If you've never tried Enlightened Shopping, now what Enlightened Shopping is my team of angels and I database what is happening at a good 30 or so different grocery stores around the country, and we match up the absolute best sales with our huge coupon database. And what we're looking for is we're looking for matches. It's really, really helpful to use this service if you have no intentions on checking a website every single week for the best deals. You can just do the lazy approach and quite frankly, the busy approach by just setting alerts for every product that you have an interest in, and just tell us how much money you want to save on those products, and we will begin searching around the clock. When we find a match, let's say you're interested in getting Huggies for 50% off. Well, just set an alert for that. And as soon as we find something at any of the stores that you normally shop at, we'll send you an email alert that lets you know that we found a match. So it's absolutely terrific. It's normally $5 a week, but we're doing a buy one, get one sale, which means that when you get 4 weeks, which would normally cost you $20, we'll give you your second 4 weeks absolutely free. So you get a total of 8 weeks for $20. And goodness gracious, I mean, you'll save $20 in your first trip to one store. You will often save a good 10 times what you invest in what it costs to have a team of angels at your side helping you save that much money. Also, our 90 Days to Abundance e-course you can get for 60% off this week. Now, it's normally $200, when you get all 10 e-courses individually, worth every penny by themselves. But this week, you can actually get all 10 e-courses, part of our All Access collection for $79. There's a 90-day money-back guarantee. And again, $79, you'll likely save that in your first 2 weeks with all of the unique ideas that I share about non-extreme money-saving strategies. We go through the science, we go through the facts, and you'll be amazed how much money you can actually save by just making some tweaks across the board on different areas of your life. We want to make changes in your lifestyle that don't require major sacrifices. Becoming an extreme couponer, the average person's just not going to do that. And I would never expect that you would do that if it's just you've never done that before. But can you apply some principles and start saving money across all of the major expense categories? Absolutely. And that's what I teach in that e-course. A lot of information you just won't find anywhere else. Also, let's see, in my personal life, I hope that you are enthusiastic about getting to the gym and having fitness a part of your life. I've been really, really engaged in that. And again, over 4 or 5 weeks now, I've been engaged in this and I've not lost any weight. Now, a lot of people might look at that and just throw their hands up in the air and say, that's it. Fitness exercise does not work. And of course, it absolutely does. I feel terrific. I know it's the right thing to do. And gosh, I'm hoping that by the time, a good 10, 12, 16 weeks go by, I will have seen some progress on the scale. But I think it's a good focus to have is to focus upon the right behavior and just have faith. Faith that healthy eating, faith that, hitting the gym with weight training and hard, some good high intensity cardio work, it's just absolutely good for you. And in the end, it will absolutely create the results that you're looking for. So if you're ever, in this phase where you want to lose weight and it doesn't happen immediately for you, take my word for it. I am a formerly obese man who went from 230 pounds down to less than 170 pounds. You absolutely can do it. It takes persistence, it takes time, and it is worth every week's worth of sacrifice and commitment to the right activity. Also going on in my personal life, I am throwing my hands up in the air and shouting hallelujah because I have removed so far more than 20 pounds of paper from my house. It came in the mail. I was so excited. It was like a kid at the candy store. Some guys get really excited about sports teams. Some guys get really excited about fast cars. Me, I got excited about my Fujitsu ScanSnap IX500 scanner. And so it's just do a Google search for this scanner. It's just absolutely cool. You just put anything you want in there, dump it all in there, automatically send it to Evernote, Dropbox, your hard drive, a good dozen different locations. So super simple. I just threw a stack of receipts in there, pushed the button, and it zipped them through so fast, which is, I think, is just great because, I save a lot of receipts, but not anymore. From now on, they all just go through there. And again, if you're looking to declutter in your life, this might be, getting a good document feeder scanner might be something that you might consider when you get, your tax refund, or when you get to the point where the pile is the piles of paper are just piling up a bit too far. Now, coming up this week, I want to make sure that you don't miss two shows coming up. Now, show 21 is the episode that will come out on Wednesday, and I am going to go through step by step and show you 5 different ways that you are overspending at the grocery store. I don't care where you shop, you Aldi shoppers, Warehouse Club shoppers, Walmart shoppers, you are overspending. All right. Now, I've got, again, the top five reasons you're blowing way too much money. Hey, I mean, it's your money. I mean, you can spend it there and you can throw it away if you want. And again, these five tips have nothing to do with coupons, but they have everything to do with behavior. And that behavior, again, largely dictated to us, largely taught to us by marketers. Now, if you follow my advice in show number 21, and if you're just an average typical shopper like most people are, but they don't think they are, but I will probably save you a good $100 or more a month by just listening to show number 21. Also, for those of you looking to make more money, did you ever think that you have a tremendous skill? If you are listening to this podcast, chances are you speak English. And there are people that are willing to pay you money to learn how to speak English. And so I'll be sharing some ideas on how you can actually teach English and you can make money. Now, in show 22, this is going to be a lot of fun because I'm talking with a friend of mine, Lou Mangiello from WDWRadio.com in the WDW Radio podcast. Now, I live in Orlando, Florida, and when people find that out, it's amazing how quickly the conversation goes from, oh, yeah, saving money over there, but hey, how can I save money going to Walt Disney World? Well, Lou Mangiello just wrote a book, 102 different ways that you can save money on your Disney vacation. And he and I are going to have a great conversation about how to have a Walt Disney World dream vacation and spend less, maybe a lot less. That's going to be a great conversation. And again, make sure you look for that. That's show number 22. Now let's get on with the rest of the program. Amazon Prime now has an edge on Netflix because they are now going to start streaming HBO programming. So beginning May 21st, Amazon Prime members are going to be able to stream popular shows like The Sopranos, Six Feet Under, The Wire, Deadwood, Enlightened, and more. Now, subscribers to Amazon Prime get Amazon Instant Video for free as part of their yearly membership fee. I've been doing Amazon Prime for years, and I think it's a tremendous bargain. So if you pay for HBO through your local cable provider and you don't need the absolute newest episodes, you may want to drop that service in favor of Prime Instant Video to see a big portion of the most popular HBO shows. Now, you can try Amazon Instant Video free for 30 days. Now, I'm going to mention this at the end of this podcast again as well when I talk about the freebies that you can get, because this is awesome. Now, you can watch instantly on your Kindle Fire HD, Amazon Fire HD. You can watch it on your iPad, your smart consoles, your game consoles, your smart TVs, your mobile phones. Amazon streaming is pretty much anywhere. Now, to get the free 30 days, you have to go through a special link, and you can get that by going to savingsangel.com/free prime. All one word. That's savingsangel.com/free prime, and we'll forward you to that link that you can get the free 30 days of the Amazon Instant Video. Now, speaking of which, let me just do a quick review of the, we got 1, 2, 3, 4 major home streaming devices. If you're still paying for cable, here's what I recommend generally. Unless you know that you are absolutely married to things like live sports, and there's just no way you can divorce yourself from that, give it give it a try and see if you can do without cable for 60, 90 days. Here's the good thing. If you try it out, chances are you're going to get all kinds of offers to come back to your cable company. Again, if you're only committed to 30, 60, 90 days, it's not a major commitment. You're just trying to see if you can get away with it. And the devices that are going to help you get away with that, in addition to your, you know, like your iPad or your Kindle or, you know, any other device that you may be using for actually watching on your home TV or your home entertainment system, you can use one of these four devices. Now, Roku is probably the most comprehensive streaming device because it allows access to so many different sources, including Hulu Plus, Amazon Instant Video, Vudu, Netflix, some original channels, and hundreds of others. I mean, there really is a lot to choose from. Now, some of them are private, some of them cost money, a lot of them are free, and there's some different devices from Roku that you can get. Now, you can spend as little as $35 if you don't mind a refurb device. You can get the streaming stick that sells for about $49, or you can go all the way up to a Roku 3, which is retailing right now for just under $100. Now, the new kid on the block is the Amazon Fire. And it's going to be really exciting to watch what happens with the Amazon Fire. It's got great specs. It's fast. It's easy to use. You can control it and search for media with with your voice as opposed to having to type some things in. And depending on the controller that you're using, like I've used the Roku before, it takes a long time to type in to search for things. I know, first world problems, but... But the voice search is a really, really cool feature. Now, another thing that Amazon Fire has, it has games built into it, and the games are pretty impressive. As of right now, there are 155 games. A lot of them are free. A lot of them are like 99 cents. And then there's a handful that cost a little bit more, but they're basically Android games. So it can be a lot of fun. So if you also have a Kindle Fire, it has a great option that you can use the Kindle Fire as a second screen with the Amazon Fire. So again, there's a really great offer on it right now. You can get it for $99. You can go directly to savingsangel.com/Amazon Fire, and it'll lead you directly, or just do a Google search for it. Of course, also in the streaming devices category is the Apple TV, which has been around for a long time. Apple TV is a perfect choice for those who are kind of tied into the Apple platform. It's really great for AirPlay so that you can connect with your iPad or your iPhone, and you can kind of mirror what you're doing on that device, or if you have a lot of media that you've purchased through iTunes. Now, Apple TV provides access as well to Netflix, Hulu Plus, and most of the popular media content providers. But I would recommend right now holding off on buying an Apple TV. There are a lot of rumors about new products from Apple being announced this summer, and Apple TV is definitely overdue for an update. And then finally, another device that was released this year is the Google Chromecast. Now, it's roughly the size of a flash drive. It's really tiny, plugs into your TV into an HDMI port. Now, the service is offered near any tab within your Chrome browser, YouTube, Netflix, Hulu Plus, Google Play. And then there's many more apps that can be streamed to the Chromecast. Now, the Chromecast is less feature-rich by itself. It's really just kind of mirroring, not mirroring, but it just kind of takes orders from your mobile device. So again, it's pretty limited, but here's the thing. It's only $35. Now, if you want more information on that, you can go to savingsangel.com/Chromecast. Now, I actually just used the Chromecast today with my boys. We wanted to watch a documentary on the sinking of the Bismarck, which was actually pretty fascinating to watch. And again, I just did that because I found a YouTube video that was the 45-minute documentary of it, and it was easiest to just stream that from my phone through the Chromecast. Also, any of those links that I shared, the shortcut links, those are affiliate links, so if you don't want us to get any affiliate credit for that, that's fine. Just do a Google search. But if this was helpful in any way, certainly feel free to use any of those links. So So if you have a high school senior, you're headed into the final days of high school for them. Now, don't forget them to prepare for everyday life amid all of the other special days that are coming up. Now, while the obvious things after high school are often pre-planned, for example, where they're going to live, what classes they're going to be taking in college, how they're going to be earning money, how they're going to be getting money, spending money, how they will live needs some practice. So the cliche of the poor college student doesn't have to apply to your teen. Now, sure, they're likely not going to have much money to spend, but teaching them how to stretch what they will have will make a big difference in their quality of life. Now, if you didn't necessarily have these skills when you were in college, I'm sure you wish that you had someone who sat down with you and made sure that you understood these principles. I know I could have saved so much money if I had these. So apply these techniques over the next few months before shoving your baby bird out of the nest and expecting flight. Number one, if they haven't grown up working alongside you to stretch a dollar, teach them how to do it. Give them access to your coupons to start and make them buy their weekly paper, make them print out their own coupons. And by the time they leave, they'll have a personal coupon stash to take with them and know how to do it. Now, again, you don't have to teach them to become this crazy couponer, but if you use coupons strategically, and you cherry pick from the best deals, and you at least know how to use coupons when you want to. Look, it's an extra $20 a week. It could be an extra $100 a month. Sure, it is absolutely worth knowing how to do that. Now, tip number two, put them on a personal budget. Now, they must take a reasonable amount each week and grocery shop for only themselves. Now, this includes making a list, researching the sales, and using their coupons. Now, if they're on a dining plan, most college students still buy favorite foods and snacks outside of the dining plan. Now, they're going to need to save and avoid paying $4.59 every time a salt craving hits. Number three, don't overlook personal health and beauty care. Now, teach your teen about coupon stacking and store offers such as Catalina's and making sure they know how to work the system at Walgreens and CVS. And if you need help with that, just hit my website at savingsangel.com and we'll help you save lots of money on that. Because if they can do this, they'll get their care items free or very cheaply, freeing up money for other needs. Number four, make the groceries and supplies they buy off limits to the rest of the household. Now, if their purchases mysteriously disappear as you're teaching them these principles over the summer, it's going to be hard for them to keep track of how they're really doing. Plus, there's a built-in bonus lesson, finding ways to keep their roommates hands off their stuff. Yeah, that's going to happen. Sometimes roommates think everything in the dorm or apartment is free reign, and that can get very expensive very quickly. Tip number five, teach them to make and eat their own meals from their purchases. No supplementing from the household supplies. It needs to be realistic. Now, this is especially crucial if they will not be on a full-time dining plan on campus. Number six, don't allow any borrowing except in case of a true emergency. This includes money and personal supplies. We need to teach them to be self-reliant, and that means they've got their budget with which they're working from and no other resources, because that's what's going to happen come fall. Finally, number seven, employ this concept for other expenses, including eating out and entertainment. Teach them how to search out and use coupons for the things they want to do. Now, include using daily deal sites such as Groupon and Living Social, buy them an entertainment book as a gift, find out what local free coupon magazines there are in their area, and how to get new copies of that so they can make sure that they're getting all of the enjoyment they want to with the budget that they have. Let me share with you some great deals, some things you can get for free or next to free, or some really good coupons and offers that you don't want to miss. Now, the first one is free water, which of course, what? It's free everywhere, but not bottled water. No, that's what we pay big money for. And Fiji water, again, that's one of the more expensive ones, but they can actually give, they're actually giving away a free bottle of Fiji water at Barnes & Noble. Now, it's part of their Water and Writers sweepstakes. Now, they're also giving away $150 Barnes & Noble gift cards, and also, you could win a 3-month delivery of Fiji water. But regardless, if you don't, you win or don't win, you still get the free bottle of Fiji water, and you'll redeem that at a Barnes & Noble cafe. Now, that offer ends April 30th, so if you want your free water, you better jump on it. Don't forget, Mother's Day is May 11th. It's getting closer and closer and closer. And what do you think the response is going to be if you forget mom, or if your significant, your wife, gentlemen, if the kids forget Mother's Day? It never goes well when you forget. So don't forget that. Again, May 11th, put that in your calendar right now. Put a sticky note like on your car dash. I mean, you need to see that date everywhere. Do not miss Mother's Day. It's going to be here before you know it. So here's an offer. You can make mom smile this Mother's Day with a gorgeous bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. And what you'll do is you'll get $30 worth of flowers for $15 with this deal. And if you want the deal, real simple, just go to savingsangel.com, click on podcast, look at show number 20, and we've got a link so that you can make sure to not miss that daily deal offer. The next deal is some free Legos. You can go to Toys R Us on May 3rd from 12 noon to 2 p.m. and you can build a Lego Star Wars Mini TIE Fighter and a Lego Star Wars Mini X-Wing at your local Toys R Us on May 3rd from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Now, the event is intended for children 5 and up. So if they're younger than that, may not work out. But up, I don't know how far up goes, but if you love Legos, stop on by. The event materials are available while supplies last and also are available only to participating children. So, and there is a limit, one per child. This one's kind of cute. You can get a free baby book. It's Where is Baby's Belly Button book. And this one's from Simon & Schuster. You just have to enter the code BELLYBUTTON at the checkout to make it free with free shipping. And again, if you need that link, just go to savingsangel.com/podcast and look for show number 20, and we'll have that link for you. And finally, as I mentioned earlier, don't forget your free 30 days of Amazon Instant Video, which you can watch instantly on pretty much any device that connects to the internet these days. And to get that 30 days free, all you have to do is just go to savingsangel.com/free prime and you'll get your 30 days free. Thank you so much for listening to show number 20 of the 90 Days to Abundance program. Make sure to follow me on Twitter at Savings Angel. You can catch all of the podcasts at savingsangel.com/iTunes. And while you're there, please leave a positive review. I really appreciate that. You know, all of those positive reviews, and I think we're up to almost 30 now, 35 star ratings. I really appreciate that because I see what effect that has on our rankings in iTunes. And that allows us to share this message of abundance with a much larger audience. Now, don't forget, show number 21 is coming up, where I'm going to share how you are overspending at the store and also how you can teach English and make money. And then also this week, coming up, show number 22, I'll be talking with Lou Mangiello from WDW Radio on how you can have a Disney dream vacation for a lot less. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. And as always, live abundantly.